Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Well, how can we help you?
So I met this chick, man, and she's pretty fucking hot, dude. Hot ass chick. Been dating her like 3 weeks. We've been going out. We've been doing shit. And, I've been to her house. Look, bottom line, man, she's not. I haven't heard from her.
Yeah.
In like 10 days, dude. She's completely not responding to anything at all. I'm not getting any feedback. I mean, I need your help, man.
Mm. All right, well...
I don't know why. You sound delightful.
Yeah, just from that 30 seconds of you talking, I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I gotta say, whatever it is, it's her, not you. Because you sound like a treat. But...
Dude, whatever, man. Come on.
No, in all seriousness, though, okay, so last time you guys hung out, do you remember anything about anything that you possibly might have done that turned her off, or...
We were at a restaurant, and this chick doesn't smoke, which I'm cool with that, but yeah. I smoke, so it's like, look, I gotta go have a cigarette before I order, and then I need to have a cigarette, like, after I eat. Like, right. I don't know if that pissed off or something, but I doubt it. I don't think it's that. She was all like, I don't care about your smoking, but, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, she's got a kid.
Yeah.
Which...
Okay, that sounds honestly, like a bad thing to you. You're like, she's got a kid.
It is. Like, I'm back. One of my rules, like, I'm not dating chicks with kids, but she's different. This chick is, she's hot, and I'm down with her. And honestly, the kid, whatever. I mean, it's not mine. I don't have to, like, take care of him.
Okay.
I mean, I met him.
Okay.
No, I met the kid.
Yeah,
and it might be, I don't know, because she was weird and shit with me. It was like, you know, don't be trying to get all with my mom and, you know. But that's normal kid stuff, I guess, right? Whatever. So, I don't know if he said something. I didn't do nothing to him. I mean, I've been cool with the kid.
Yeah, geez. I don't know what this girl could possibly say, because so far everything you're saying, so, hey.
Chicks like this, you can't figure these...
I can get on board with. Women are hard to figure out, but you know what? How about we give her a call for you next? You stay quiet, and we'll see if we can get you another date.
All right, it's probably the smoking thing. All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, hang on. Second date update on 10.
Hello.
Hi, is this Christina?
Who's this?
So, Christina, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're from Hot 96.9, the Get Up Crew. It's a radio station. And can I just please explain why we're calling you? It's a good reason. Today could be the greatest day of your life. If you just give me 20 seconds.
Sure.
Okay. So, we got your phone number from a guy, okay? And this guy, you know him.
Uh-huh. Oh,
God. No. Listen. So, this guy, he likes you. And he says that he thinks you like him, too. And he wants us to ask you out on a date for him. So here's the thing. I'm going to tell you who the guy is. And if you say yes to the date, we'll let you pick the date of your choice. And when I say the date of your choice, you pick the damn restaurant. You pick the day. You pick the time. All that stuff. You eat
that's
as much.
Pretty good.
Yeah. You eat as much as you want. You drink as much as you want. And we'll pay for everything.
Well, it depends who the guy is.
Oh, no. When I tell you the guy, trust me, I can already smell the yes. Joel, remember when you went out with Joel?
Nope. Strap.
No. But wait, hold on. You didn't let me finish. All right, I'm finished. It's Joel.
I was going to say, what is
Well, Joel told us he thinks it's because last time you guys went out, something about him smoking, the cigarette thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But he said that. He wanted us to pass along that if it's the smoking thing, that's a negotiable. He's maybe willing to negotiate.
Just let him know it's not the smoking thing. And he's an immature bitch.
Really? What could Joel possibly have said or done to make
him? Oh, my God. All right. So I'm a full-time worker, you know, work from home. Lately, I've had to go back in the office. And I have a teenage son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his school started back up. Uh-huh. But it's all online. So it's all Zoom and... Things were going good with Joel, and he was around my house a lot, so I asked him if he wouldn't mind watching my kid other, he doesn't need a babysitter, but just like keep an eye on him when he's doing Zoom and, you know, I can't be there the whole time.
Yeah.
After a few days, I start getting all these email notices from school saying that he's like not participating, you know, he's missing all these classes. I was like, what? We have these Blink cameras set up and I like went to check in and he's helping him skip school, like putting up dummies, turning the camera the wrong way, putting it on mute, like showing.
Oh my God, you kidding me.
Wait, hold on.
You've got to be kidding me.
What?
It's because of this kid, man.
Wait, Christina, Joel's on the phone right now.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, girl, what's up? Hey, Christina, what's up, girl?
Okay.
Dude, I'm so sorry, bro. No way. It's about the kid.
So, wait, Joel, is what she's saying true? You were helping her son basically skip online class?
Yeah, well, hell, I mean, come on, dude. It's a stupid
thing. Sure,
this is so stupid. You
stupid.
Oh, my God.
You don't see a problem with it, Joel, is exactly why I won't go out with you again.
Can I ask what you guys were doing while he was supposed to be doing the class?
Yeah, I mean, we went out and did cool shit. Like, we got out of the house. We went. Well, I kind of like, I'm not working right now, but I do like to have a couple of beers when I'm chilling. And yeah. Like,
wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
No, not him.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we went to the bowling alley and there's a bar. And I hung out at the bar and he just bowled and
shit. You were getting drunk while you were supposed to be supervising this kid.
No,
yeah.
I wasn't hammered drunk.
Wow, dude.
I'll tell you what the funny part, and I'll tell you how responsible I am, dude, is we went down by the water and shit, and I wanted to hit my pen, and he is like, oh, dude. He's like, I've hit those before. Let me hit it right. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He hit it. He starts.
Oh, my stop God. Stop it.
Kidding me.
Dude.
No.
You need to stop talking.
Like a forget that shit. What do you say? You want to go out or what?
Yeah, okay. Right.
No. I never want to see your again, dude.
Oh my God.
You're giving up a father figure, and I'm telling you, making mistakes.
Stop talking. Oh my God.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.